What are you afraid of? Today on Older and Wiser, we're talking about fear.
And there's plenty to be afraid of these days. Politics aside, today we'll look at fear and the coronavirus.
Also, we've got a list of people's most common nightmares and some surprising statistics about fear of bugs.
Fear not, you're listening to Older and Wiser.
Hey everybody, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, as always, joined by Susan Sikora up there in Northern California. Are you afraid this morning, Susan? How you feeling?
I'm shaking with fear in the Bay Area.
We've got so much to be afraid of these days, what with the political situation the way it is, and now we've got the coronavirus.
Yeah, I thought all this fear stuff was, or anxiety at least, which I guess is fear in another form or maybe the same thing. I thought that was going to go away as we got older. Anyway.
I think older people as a group tend to be a little more fearful just in general. Well, some health professionals today are reporting that, more and more people are falling victim to anxiety based on what's happening in the public sphere. In particular, let's talk about coronavirus this morning. I mean, depending on when you're listening to this podcast, the coronavirus could be in any phase of its progression. I'm just not sure where it will be when you're listening to this podcast, but it is a concern and it does have us all on edge. Are you a little on edge about coronavirus?
More than a little. I thought of repainting my apartment if I, A, could do that, and B, were allowed to by the landlord. And I thought I'd paint, what color would I paint it? Purell. I'm seriously getting nervous about this stuff. Every time now, here's what happens.
You
now, I just told
Purell.
You how I'm older and I should be less fearful, but now I'm going to go ahead and contradict all of that.
Yeah.
I walked down my stairs last night. I was going out to meet some friends for somebody who was having a birthday dinner. And we had a nice time, by the way. But in the meantime, I'm walking down. I'm thinking, do I have Purell now? Because I just held on to the handrail on the stairs.
Yeah.
And then I walked into the restaurant. And then when I picked up the bread, I ate the bread. Did I wash my hands? I mean, now it's getting to the point where you think you have to travel around with a sink and a bar of soap.
We're not shaking hands anymore. We're bumping elbows. You know, that's kind of the new way of doing it. In Italy, people are so panicked about coronavirus, they're emptying the shelves in supermarkets, fearful that they're going to be quarantined and they won't be able to get out of the house to buy anything. Face masks. You can't buy face masks anymore because they're all gone out of pharmacies. The anxiety is almost worse than the thing itself. Do you think that's true? Maybe it's not worse than the thing itself. Anxiety is probably not going to kill you, but we do need to be able to kind of get our head around the fear of it.
Well, the thing itself makes you fearful because of the fact that they keep saying they don't have a cure. They don't have a vaccine. Now they've talked about a vaccine. And as we say, by the time people listen to this podcast, maybe it will be there because they thought they were going to be able to kind of jettison something ahead and do a test. But right now there's nothing sitting on the shelf as we speak, as we do this podcast, that says, here, come take this pill, come get this shot and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
They don't have that. And they keep saying there's no cure. And they keep saying it's not, if it comes here, but when. The president has disputed that. It's almost like you don't know who to listen to because the people who do have a medical background, the Anthony Faucis of the world and the other doctors and researchers who are working on this, don't have anything to give us today.
I mean,
that's scary.
You just have to be aware, follow the news. I don't know that uncontrolled fear is really the solution to the problem. In fact,
it's not going to fix anything.
And conspiracy theories are making things worse. I mean, people are getting, suggestions that, if you order something from China on Amazon, it could have the coronavirus on it.
Do you know what? I thought of that. I just got something in the mail yesterday, one of my little gadgets, the woman who doesn't cook, there's some kind of shredding thing that I bought. And I'm telling you, I put it right in the sink full of hot water and soap and let it soak there for about a half an hour before I took it out and dried it and everything. And I washed my hands before I touched it. I washed my hands after I touched it. I'm thinking, oh my gosh. I'm ready to do surgery. I've got my hands so scrubbed.
Do you have any little tricks that you use when you're in a situation where you're scared to kind of keep yourself on the straight and even? What do you do?
Well, right now, I mean, they did talk about the fact that a lot of people are home in some of these countries. I think it's in Italy where people are just spending the day at home watching TV. And of course, now that we have news 24/7, one story feels like it's monstrous. This is not a small thing. I'm not minimizing this in any way. But the more you watch it, if you just sit there and watch news about it, and they keep telling you every hour, we don't know what to do, we don't have a cure, you better be careful, it's coming here, people are dying. All of that, it feeds the, you know, it's like gas on the fire.
Yeah, I think you hit on something that is maybe the key to it all.
And yeah,
that
is,
if you are watching cable news more than maybe an hour a day, you maybe need to dial it back a little bit.
Oh, I'm sunk. Yeah, and people are talking about this, and, you know, you have to stay informed, because if they say all of a sudden, don't go out at 6 o'clock because the germ is there at 6 o'clock and not seven. Now, that's a very strange thing. It would never happen and not scientific at all.
That's
but
right.
I'm just using it as an example. In other words, then, of course, you want to know not to go out at 6 o'clock, to wait until seven and the virus
so
is
you're
gone.
Concerned okay. that the virus situation could change between 6 and 7 and you don't want to be the last one to hear about it.
Well, you want to keep up to date is the point. And
yeah.
if they've come out, the more likely news would be, yes, we have a virus, or yes, it's good to get, they said to get a flu shot. And everybody says, but that has nothing to do with this. But finally, someone clarified it this morning, saying, I think it was a doctor or anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is, she said, if you get the flu shot, at least if you have the symptoms, they'll be able to eliminate that it's not the flu.
It's interesting that she said that. I am sort of surprised that she would say that, given the number of strains of flu. Even with the flu, they tell you you can still get the flu.
I don't know. You know what? Yeah. This is a dangerous
there we
path
go.
To go down on
see,
this conversation for you and me because
right.
we're not doctors.
But
this is the thing. Your imagination kicks in.
Exactly.
That's right. And it fills in the gaps.
Because we're doing exactly what we just said we probably shouldn't do.
That's right.
Exactly.
I mean, I think this. When you asked me one question, I really didn't answer it. You said, what do you do if you're all of a sudden, if you're sitting there going, oh my gosh. First of all, if you're going to keep the TV on, put on something like, I don't know, reruns of Seinfeld or I Love Lucy and laugh and get your mind off of it, engage in something, or call a friend and don't talk about this.
Yes.
Or read a book that is not serious, but something that is light or fiction or something that, I mean, I think you have to get your mind in another place.
Coronavirus aside, I think cable news can stir up our fears the more you watch it. Regardless of what side of the political thing you're on, if you are watching it for very long, you get more and more worried at every turn that everyone's got their hair on fire at all times. And I don't doubt that there's reason for that. Maybe we should have our hair on fire. It's just that I can't be at the front lines of this with you guys all the time. I'm freaking out here.
Yeah. And not only that, but you have to realize at some point in any situation where you're afraid, if you have done everything you can and there's nothing more you can do, then that's it. You have to just say, okay, I will wait. There's people who are in countries where they have to stay out of the public place. The kids are staying home from school. The people are home from work because they're avoiding crowds. So until they find out what is causing this, it's like, oh my gosh, anybody could get it. I could be anybody. I could get it. And there it goes to mine.
Okay. Well, let's move on to another thing that makes us afraid. In a most tangible way, and that is the nightmare. And I don't know how about you, but it's been a while since I've had a really scary nightmare. They're pretty common, though. Do you get them?
Here and there. And if I told you my most common nightmare, and I don't, not that often now, I get less, I think. I do dream a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed I'm dreaming more for some reason.
Yeah, I dream
know if that
too.
That says something about the level of sleep or what have you. But I do have one nightmare that's been a common one throughout my life in my earlier years, and I get it now and then. Not so much lately.
Let me guess. Can I just guess?
Yeah.
You didn't finish your homework and you're going to be in trouble.
Nah.
Oh.
I was too good. That was not even an issue.
I would have figured that for you.
If it was that serious, I was enough of a little actress even in grade school that I could say, Mom, I can't go to school today.
Oh, okay.
As long as you don't overdo that one. No, that wasn't it. You want to take a second shot?
Well, see, you're such a good girl kind of a thing where you're doing all your work and you want to put your best foot forward. See, that's what I would have thought would have been your horror story would be that you didn't graduate from college or you missed your last test or something like that.
There is a similar dream I've had once in a while. It was I was afraid that I did not take the final exam in my American government class.
Yeah.
But I have to say, the class was so boring. It was so boring. That I thought to myself, I don't even remember when I'm awake if I showed up to do what I was supposed to do. I think I did. I didn't see any gaps on my transcript.
So you didn't freak out too much.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so what is your great nightmare?
I'm afraid, don't laugh. I'm afraid I can't talk.
Okay.
It's like I'm really afraid. I'm trying to get the words out. I know what I want to say, but I cannot speak.
That is pretty, I wonder if that's on this list we have here. Being paralyzed, 26% of people become paralyzed. Let me see if anybody here also responds to that idea of not being able to speak. I don't see it on the list.
No.
You're a talker. You're a talker.
Yes,
so that could very
well.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if I couldn't talk? There's a lot of people around me who would be very thrilled, but...
Well, there are a lot of people who do have that. My daughter tells me that she gets that dream where she believes she's actually awake in the bed, but she can't move. Nothing will move, and she'll hear the handyman from the building come in to repair something, knock on the door. Are you there? No, not there. He comes in, he fixes things, and she's like trying to speak and say, I'm in here. And she can't speak all the time thinking she's...
She can't speak either.
Yeah. She can't speak. She can't move.
Does she talk a lot?
Not like you. According to this survey of 2,000 Americans, there are a bunch of very common nightmares. At the very top of the list, interestingly enough, is falling. At 64% of people, where falling is their most common and frightful nightmare.
Mm-hmm. I think we've all had that at one time or another. I had it once in a while. I've had it, but not enough to be so pronounced as it would come to the surface. And I would say that's a common dream for me.
Also on the list, being chased. That's common. Death. Mm. Death.
Yeah.
Feeling lost. Feeling trapped. That's a big one. I don't like to be trapped. I don't like that one. Being attacked. Missing an important event.
Missing an important event. Yes. Being late for something.
Yeah.
I get that a lot, but also I constantly am working at being on time. This is a recurring problem.
Oh,
for
that's
me.
Good.
The only thing I can say I was always on time for was live TV. And maybe I did it to make sure to prove to myself that I actually could be on time for something. But the truth
that
is
always
I have
did
had
scare
dreams
me.
Well,
I
wake
too.
Up and I missed whatever it was, the event, you know, there's a big meeting or there's somebody's wedding and you know, it's the wedding is starting at 9:00. And it's now 11 o'clock in the morning and you've missed the whole thing and you can't get there in time. You know, that kind of thing.
I used to have you know how on the morning shows they have that little 5 minutes of local news at the 25 after the hour? Well, I used to do that in a couple of television markets. That was my local job. And you would have dreams that I walked into the studio and everyone was just standing there staring because I had missed the 5 minute window and they just sat there in black because of me. And I was in such big trouble.
That's probably very true for people who, people who worked in live TV or live radio. I did some radio.
Because you can't be late for that, right? You can't show up
to
that meeting late. No.
I mean, then there's sort of this dead air, as they call it. But I was always afraid if I went to the bathroom on a break, even if it was nearby or whatever, that I would, if I wouldn't make it back in time or they come to me sooner than I thought or, you know, what have you. You know, you'd get in there and there's no toilet paper, you know.
That's a bad one. That's a real bad one.
Remember that? Yeah, okay.
On this list of nightmares at 40% is, and I don't understand, sex. People's worst nightmare and most frequent nightmare is having sex. I think that's hilarious. That's
yeah, that is
pretty bad
hilarious.
if that's your nightmare.
Now, there's one. Wasn't there one, though, where people dreamt that the person they were in a relationship with or married to, women dream about like their husband's cheating or something?
Yes, it's very common, actually.
Yeah,
let's go down to that section. Women are much more likely to dream about their husband having some sort of infidelity than
yes.
the other way around. Yeah.
Yes, I have to say now, I had had that years ago, years, decades
really?
Ago.
Really? Okay? Interesting.
And not that often, but every now and then I'd have a dream and I dreamt that my husband was having an affair with somebody and I'd wake up and I'd go, you know, he'd say something like, good morning. I'd go, oh, yeah.
Oh, in real
you,
life.
Buster.
Oh, you were mad at him in the morning for the dream
right.
that you had?
I was mad at him because I thought, what do you mean you were cheating with whoever it was? You know, he looked at me like, what is
oh,
wrong
gosh.
With you?
Apparently men
have
don't.
Have your coffee and we'll discuss it later.
You know, men have that dream as well, but not so much. Apparently, according to this, 34% of men have it, while 65% of women have it. So it's mm-hmm. much more common of a dream for women to fear
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because I'm guessing men cheat more.
I would think I would think men do cheat more, actually.
Which means this may be one of those things that you got somewhere else, whether it's cable news or a magazine or an article or, you know, something you heard or a friend who has this, you know, and you
yeah.
may transfer that. So
well,
yeah.
they say dreams are kind of a way of working out your fears in real life. Just a few of the other things people fear when they're dreaming: teeth falling out, natural disasters, being paralyzed, drowning, being naked in public. I've never had that one.
Me neither.
People
I'm
talk
always,
about that
I
all
always
time.
Have clothes on.
Yeah, me too. Even I've never had my clothes off, actually.
Ever in your life?
Never in my life. No, I was born with
when
a
you
suit
shower,
on.
You go in with your clothes?
Yep, absolutely. I have a little wetsuit I go into the shower with. All right, let's go on to our final topic today. Also on the fear theme, okay, we're still talking fear here. According to this headline, a survey reveals men are more likely than women to be very scared of bugs.
No kidding.
Yeah, this according to studyfinds.org. So men are more afraid of bugs than women. I don't doubt
it. Are you?
Listen, I don't like bugs at all. I have a little way I do it. Here's the way I do it. Okay, so if there's a bug in the bathtub, first of all, I live in a house with three women, my wife and my daughters. And so obviously I'm the one who has to kill all the bugs. So once you accept that role, you move on, right? And you know that you got to do it one way or another. So I get a wad of a toilet paper or paper towels. Paper towels are actually better. But the big wad, not like a little wad where the bug could touch your finger, but like a big, big wad so you keep your distance between you and the bug. Then you see the bug and then you take a deep breath because you're going to go down hard, right? Straight down and you boom, right down on top of him and then you push really hard to make sure he's dead. And then you scoop him up in the paper, making sure that you don't see the grossness of the body, and then you throw it in the trash or in the toilet and flush three times.
My God.
You have a whole plan.
First of all, I'm worried about what your paper towel bill is, number one. Number two,
we don't have that many bugs.
That bug. I mean, at least you do it quickly and they don't suffer too long.
I know.
But how about now, do you know that I think it's in I could be wrong about this. I think in Buddhists or some sects of Buddhism, they feel like that's even killing a life. And so I had read that and I thought, well, that's a little extreme. But then I thought, well, maybe they have
not
a point.
If you
so what
eat
I try
the bug.
To do is what I try to do is when I see like a spider
yeah.
or spiders, I don't worry about. My mother-in-law told me they were good luck and I'm hoping that's true. And I don't see that many of them, but now and then now answer another story. We'll get to ants in a minute. But if I see a bug and I can get rid of it and it's not like a cockroach or something like that, that's going to spread germs or what have you. I would probably scoop it up in the paper But I wouldn't squish it. I would give it some breathing room.
Try to take it outside.
I'd give it. I'd say, here's your second chance, but get the heck out of my place. So that would be it. Now, ants are a different story.
Yeah, ants, you just got to smash them as fast as possible.
I've told them stay out of here, and that's it. I cannot deal with ants.
Yeah, I do feel bad. Like you said, certain bugs, especially the larger they get, the more guilty I feel about ending their life. Like, you're right. Ants are so small, you can't see the life go away. But if it's a big old cockroach, I feel kind of bad.
Yeah. And of course, the ants come in armies. Now, I don't want chemicals around either. I don't like that for me for my cat.
55% of people do. They use bug spray to get rid of them.
I don't, because one time I had a cat years ago, and the vet said to me, we couldn't figure out why he was getting sick and regurgitating. And he said he might have gotten into something. And then I thought, I think I had sprayed a chemical bug killer somewhere.
I wonder if
it got on him, on his paws. He's an indoor cat, and that was it. That was the end of it. I took that can out of the house, and I never bought another can of that again. There's some natural ways to get rid of bugs, and you can find them online. I think ants sometimes respond, not always, to baking soda.
Do you ever get a rat?
Oh, no, let's not even discuss that. That's okay. A whole other day.
We'll just do it.
That's all the day and all
real
the
quick. I'll just say real quick about the rat thing. I finally, because I just couldn't bear to kill the rat and then find the poor rat's, head all smashed. So I got a little cage, a little catching thing, a little trap, and it would go in there, eat the cheese that I'd given it, and then I would gingerly carry the little cage outside. And then I realized, well, he's just going to run right back in my house. So I said,
ooh.
Well, I'll take him to the park. So I put him in my car.
Take him to the park.
I put him in my car and I drove him to the park, and then I let him go in the park. So now he has a happy life. He's probably still there.
Probably terrorizing children in the playground.
All right. That's enough for our show today, discussing fear. As we wrap things up, Susan, what is your final thought for the day?
Final thought for the day. God, I don't know. Don't worry about the bugs. I think that's it.
Don't worry.
Don't worry about the bugs.
Good message from Susan Sikora on this day in which we discuss fear. Listen, folks, thanks a lot for listening. We're glad you joined us. For all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus, be sure and visit us at olderandwiser.com. And we'll see you next time.